Okay.
Hi, Shaya. Good to see you this morning. Thanks for coming. So, I heard a story this week I want to share with you, and it's about a man that had a wonderful dream to become a race car driver. Have you ever wanted to be a race car driver? I haven't. Although my husband would tell you that I act like I'm a race car driver. He's always telling me to slow down. And last week, one of my children told another kid in the car, said, "Don't bother mom while she's flying." So maybe I really do want to be a race car driver, but
just don't know it yet.
Anyway, this story is about a man who wanted to be a race car driver, but this was about 70 years ago, before even I was born. And in that day and time, being a race car driver was like a special club. Every single race car driver in this country had very white skin. And when this man, Wendell Scott, who had darker skin, wanted to come in and be a race car driver, some of those unfriendly people, hard to believe, I know, but they said, "No, thank you. This is our club, and you are not welcome." How do you think that made him feel?
Terrible.
Yeah, it sure did. So, the really incredible thing is, he did not give up on his dream. He traveled around. He found very small racetracks where the people were more friendly, and they said, "Sure, come on." And you know, they found out that he was an excellent race car driver, and the more races that he won, the bigger tracks that he started to race on, and sure enough, some of those big tracks that turned him away years before said, "Oh, we've heard about you, come, yes, let's race." And unfortunately, he didn't live long enough to know that he was inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame just a few years ago. His name is Wendell Scott. And it just makes my heart get bigger to think about how sad he must have been, and yet how he did not give up on his dream to be a race car driver. So, I got some race cars. And you can pick one out. Jaya, you can pick one out for your brother if you want. And these race cars are kind of different in that you have to make them go backwards before they can go forwards. And that also made me think about Wendell's story. He had a lot of setbacks, but eventually he made it. Let's say a little prayer. Gracious God, I just want to thank you for the human spirit and the strength of the human spirit. Sometimes it is pushed beyond and sometimes it breaks, but other times it is stronger and more flexible than we could ever imagine. And I thank you for empowering people like Wendell Scott not to give up. And I pray that your Holy Spirit continues to work in our hearts and in our minds throughout all the cultures of the world until we realize, as a world family, that we are all one. And I pray your blessings over these children. May they feel the love of their church family with them always. This I ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to take one to Jackson.